congratulations, both of you, first of all. Steph, I'll start with you if I can. How important was Lucy's goal tonight in the overall tie?
I think for us, knowing that we had a 1-0 advantage in the first leg, we wanted to be the first to score, and we are dangerous on set pieces, and we've proved that again tonight. And Lucy always tends to pop up with an important goal, and I think once that goes in, then we're able to relax a little bit. So I think for us, it would just give us that little bit more confidence.
What was the feeling in the dressing room, knowing that you're through to your first ever Champions League semi-final?
Everyone's delighted. I think at this football club, we wanted to be in this competition, and the first time that we have been in our first semi-final. So I think you can see how much it means to the whole of the squad and the staff, and it's something that we've worked really hard to get to, and I think we've had a hectic 2 weeks. We've had four games in the space of 10, 12 days, and I think the whole squad's really coped with it really well.
Is the belief growing you can perhaps go even further?
Yeah, of course. I think we don't stop here. We're excited to be involved in a semi-final. We know that Leon are a very experienced team, and they've got a team full of world-class individuals, but so have we, and it's going to be an exciting game for sure.
Nick, you told me before the game that you want to test yourself against the very best in the world. Well, you certainly got a chance to do that in management.
I think this team's ready for it. I think we need it, because you know, we were undefeated last year in our league. We obviously won the Continental Cup. You know, I think now we need to see where we're at, where the team's mentality is at, where our game is at against the best. They are the best team. They have the Champions League trophy at the moment. But, you know, it's an unbelievable achievement in our first season to get to the semi-finals. So we can go into that game. There is no pressure on us. Everybody expects Leon to beat us. They have two teams. They could play two teams. But we'll get on the training pitch. We'll do what we normally do. We'll try and be defensively solid, but we'll enjoy both games. We'll enjoy putting ourselves up against the best, because we think we're a good team.
And just finally from me, your assessment of tonight's performance?
Yeah, I think we've played better. I think we've controlled games better, but at the same time, you know, we've kept another clean sheet in the Champions League. We've scored another goal, and I think when I watch it back, I'll actually think that although we weren't as good as we can be, we were pretty comfortable at times. I know they got caught on the break a few times, but I think that's going to happen when teams just throw balls onto your back line and try and play off second balls and try and just play off scraps and try and catch your mistakes out. So yeah, I'm content with the performance, and the aim was to get to the Champions League semi-final.
Steph, you said you've had four games in less than 2 weeks. How tired are the bodies in the changing room tonight?
I think, well, obviously the next few days we're going to get a chance to rest, and I think that's what this team's about. We want to be playing in as many games as we possibly can, and we want to be playing as many 90 minutes as we can. And that's why we've got a squad as big as we have, because we can utilise the players that we have got. And we've got some great players that are probably a little bit frustrated that they haven't played as many minutes. But at the same time, everybody that's played their part over the last four games has done their job and got us into a semi-final of the Champions League and a semi-final of an FA Cup.
Steph, there was a shot in the first half. There was a possible penalty. What was your
never a pen? it wasn't a pen.
I spoke to the manager after the game, and I think we could sit in press conferences and go round and round and round. I think we should have had a penalty against Reading on Carly Lloyd. We can find those. The referee is there to referee the game, and do you know what? I think in both games against Fortuna, both referees have been exceptional.
Nick, you mentioned Carly Lloyd. What she brought to a game like tonight, where it wasn't the best performance, but to get the job done, her experience, what has she sort of brought recently?
Yeah, I think you know, there's a lot of talk about Carly Lloyd at the moment, and do you know what? She's a top player, and she brings a lot to our team. But I think if you look at the way Steph's defended in both games, if you look at the way Lucy Bronze has played, it's been a collective effort in every Champions League game, because we've never experienced travelling away in competitive games. We've never experienced playing against Russian teams, against Danish teams. So every performance that we put on the pitch is a new experience. You know, yeah, okay, we've played three seasons at WSL, but Champions League is new to us as a group and new to me as a manager. So, you know, every player has played their part. Steph's right. Even the players that haven't played any minutes tonight have really put in a shift to get us to the semi-final. Tony Duggan's goal at Bromby, and everybody will play their part. We have an FA Cup semi-final and a Champions League game that's 5 days apart. So everyone will get minutes, and yeah, Carly Lloyd's doing a job, but so are the other 18 players in the squad.
Steph, Lyon's clearly the best team that City would have ever played, I guess, but you're quite familiar with the players from playing against them with England and also your previous clubs. Do you feel this is the chance for City to really prove that you're a top-class, world-class team that I guess you haven't in the teams you've played in the past?
Yeah, I think so. I think, look, we know that it's going to be a tough test, and I think we know that from the performance tonight, that we know that we've got so much that we can still improve on, and that's quite refreshing to know that we can even get even better. So for me, obviously playing against them types of players for England and the likes of Le Sommer, the likes of Alex Morgan, it's going to be a tough test, but at the same time we're up for the challenge and we really believe in the way that we work as a football club and as a team.
I think we as a group need to draw on all of the experiences that we've got. Now, we haven't got many as a Champions League team, but what we do have is a lot of players that have played in World Cup semi-finals, World Cup finals, Olympic gold medal finals, and the players have to draw on those experiences because Lyon, like I said, they could play two teams, and two teams of world-class international players, but we believe in the way that we play. We believe in our individual quality. And all we need to draw on is the experience of being unbeaten. We've been unbeaten now for, 21 months. So, actually, we now can draw on all of those good performances and try and play Lyon. And do you know what? Like I said, the pressure's on them. We just need to go out and enjoy playing, putting ourselves up against what people think is the Europe's best team.
Steph, are you aware that Pep Guardiola dropped in to watch another game tonight, and how good is it to be getting the support from him?
No, that's the first I've heard, but I think that just says everything about this football club in terms of that no matter if you're in the first team men's, the women's, the EDS, the under-18s, everybody supports each other. And yeah, I'm sure the girls will be delighted that he's come and seen and probably want to put a little bit more of a better performance on for him next time.